Newsom. Women were knocking the door, he let them in, and then he got caught. And then he claimed, well, I didn't know they were prostitutes. Here's the interesting point, is that his business partner, a family called the Danielle family, which are very wealthy, that family founded the Baathist Party in Iraq and Syria. Okay?
Okay.
That's socialist, that's Bolshevik. Now we get esoteric. In 77-78, according to Dr. Beter, the KGB/Bolsheviks took over the Vatican in a struggle with the Rockefellers. And the Rockefellers are a corporate group that include Morgans and other people. But you have that East-West struggle over the Vatican in the late 70s. And it's interesting that Fringes is working with a family that set up Bolshevik PowerPoints in the Middle East. And you have a adoption of the Polish Pope coming out of Bolshevik territory in 78. And then you have Cardinal Ratzinger coming out of Germany, which was the source of the original Bolsheviks. So if you want to take Dr. Beter's categories, and they're based on intelligence information, the particular power in the Bolsheviks, not necessarily the Marxist ideology or the communist ideology, but the power structure in the KGB, they did something in the Vatican in the late 70s. And so you have these two characters, one from Poland and one from Germany, coming in and taking over the Vatican. That's Pope John Paul II. And then they, 20 years later, you have this Danielle family that's on an ecumenical foundation out of the Vatican, who was the founder of the Bolsheviks. Now, the François Genoux Network is a network that overlaps the Nazi nest egg and the KGB and the CIA. They're all in the same pot. So I'm saying that the François Genoux issue, which is expressed through the P2 Society, reared its head the day that Cardinal Ratzinger was named